Women have made huge gains across Latin America. There are female presidents, female cabinet ministers, and executives. In some countries, there are more women than men in universities. But violence against women is also pervasive. As part of our series on violence in Latin America, NPR's Juan Ferrero traveled to El Placer, which is a remote hamlet deep in southern Colombia. A warning, this piece contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing.
Church bells ring, and Bridget Carreño settles on a park bench. She's 25 years old, but her rape at 12 by a feared local warlord remains vivid. He pulled off the shorts I was wearing, she says. Then he tore off my underwear. I said no.
Pues para mí fue una eternidad, pues. No sé exactamente si fueron minutos, horas.
I don't know if it was minutes or hours, but it felt like an eternity, Carreño says. Those kind of attacks against women and girls happen repeatedly in Colombia's long civil conflict with Marxist guerrillas. Today, there's a real chance for peace with the state and rebels negotiating what could be an accord for later this year. But as talks progress, investigators from Historic Memory, a state-supported group, are unearthing details of war crimes. Camila Medina is an anthropologist with Historic Memory.
La violencia de género, no solamente la violencia sexual.
Crimes against women have been of a gigantic magnitude, Medina says, but they haven't been visible, even though they're national in scope. Perhaps no town endured the wholesale degradation of women as much as this community in the remote south, El Placer, the pleasure. Getting to El Placer is a bone-jarring journey on rutted dirt roads. This town is a collection of modest cinder block homes, many of them decaying in the Amazonian sun, overrun with weeds and bugs. On a recent night, it was quiet, except the music from a pool hall. Fewer than 2,000 people live here now, but it was home to nearly three times as many, bustling with school children and markets where peasant farmers sold their crops. Maria Estela Guerrero's family was among those that founded El Placer a half century ago. She sings a song she wrote about how the community was altered by the war.
Un día domingo menos pensado.
One Sunday, she sings, the town heard loud gunfire as paramilitaries came in to take out FARC guerrillas. Allied with Colombia's army, the paramilitaries were an illegal militia of hardened fighters that used terror to erode support for rebels. Their forte, massacres of villagers.
Se dan masacres de ambos bandos en medio de la comunidad.
And here, they quickly killed 11 people the day they came in 1999. With no state presence here, the paramilitary stayed for 7 years, their occupation ending only when the national paramilitary movement disbanded. What really marked the paramilitary occupation of El Placer was how they made women their virtual slaves, forced to cook and clean, forced into prostitution. Some, accused of being rebels, were raped and killed. What they wanted to do, they did, especially when it came to women, says José Elías Benavides, a community leader. If they tried to resist, they'd take them away, and that included the girls. At El Placer School, Alba Helput, a veteran teacher, remembers how girls as young as 12 became prostitutes and in some cases were left pregnant. Helput says those girls lost it all. Girls who struggled, like Paula Andrea Caicedo, were no match for violent gunmen. They offered money so the girls would go with them, says Caicedo. But if the girls resisted, then they would rape them, take them away, sometimes make them disappear. Caicedo was just 15 when she was lured into the town's paramilitary headquarters and raped. The ordeal traumatizes her to this day, she says, making her question her self-worth. Sometimes I feel I'm not a fit mother, that it's better to be dead, says Caicedo, who now has two children she raises alone. Bridget Carreño, the young woman who was attacked at age 12, knows all about the trauma. After being raped by a paramilitary commander known to townspeople as Coco, she was attacked by others. All of them told her that her father, a grocer in town, would die if she spoke up. Carreño's family eventually fled. Today, some things are good. She has a 7-year-old daughter and a close-knit family.
Recordar es horrible. Recordar eso es...
But the memories remain horrible, she says. And like El Placer itself, she wonders if she'll ever recover. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.